Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Tuesday that $600 stimulus checks could begin arriving in the bank accounts of some Americans by Wednesday. Mnuchin tweeted that payments may begin to arrive by direct deposit as early as this evening and will continue arriving into next week. The government will begin mailing out paper checks on Wednesday for people without government-registered bank accounts. Those checks are set to arrive after Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Tuesday blocked the vote on increasing the payments in the COVID relief package to $2,000. McConnell is chiding the increase in payments to President Donald Trump's demand to curb the ability of technology companies to assess the validity of comments on social media and purported election irregularities. Democrats are pushing the Senate to pass the higher coronavirus pandemic relief payments, meeting the president's demand for $2,000 checks already approved by the House to replace the $600 stipends called for in legislation Trump signed late Sunday. President Trump is also urging the Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 defense spending measure, even as he predicts the chamber will allow the veto to be overridden. President-elect Joe Biden said he plans to be aggressive in fighting COVID-19 upon taking office, pushing for 100 million vaccinations in his first 100 days on the job. Biden also criticized the outgoing administration Tuesday, saying it was falling short and needed vaccinations. The Trump administration's Operation Warp Drive had predicted that 20 million Americans would be vaccinated by the end of December. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Authorities in the state of Colorado reported the first U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant that had been found in Britain. A state health official said a man in his 20s who had no travel history tested positive for the virus and was being isolated in southeast Denver, the state capital. British scientists said the new COVID-19 variant is more contagious than previously identified strains of the coronavirus. The discovery of the new variant led the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to issue new rules on Christmas Day for travelers arriving to the United States from Britain, requiring they show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. The Croatian army is evacuating nursing home residents as well as hospital patients after an earthquake killed 7 people and injured many more on Tuesday in central Croatia. More evacuation operations are expected as Croatian authorities announced a search for survivors following the second quake to strike the area in 2 days. British lawmakers will vote on a Brexit deal on Wednesday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will speak ahead of the vote, saying a deal he clinched on December 24th will allow Britain to trade with its European neighbors and keep control of its laws and destiny. The accord preserves Britain's zero tariff and zero quota access to the European Union's 450 million consumers, preventing the chaotic split businesses had feared. But it does not cover services, which make up 80% of the British economy, and trade and goods will still have to be hammered out by red tape and higher costs. A Boeing 737 MAX aircraft returned to the skies over the United States Tuesday for the first time since the plane was grounded worldwide 2 years ago. The American Airlines Flight 718 departed Miami for New York. The 737 MAX was banned from the skies after the March 2019 crash in Ethiopia, killing 346 people shortly after takeoff. Prior to the incident, a similar crash of the jet occurred in Indonesia in 2018, killing 189 on board. The aircraft manufacturer has worked with regulators to address technical issues and improve pilot training on the jet. This has led countries to allow the MAX to return to service, starting with a domestic flight by Brazilian budget carrier Gol earlier this month. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us on our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.